And now this is a dictation for Jane, J-A-N-E, Large, L-A-R-G-E, March 2nd, 33. Address as a letter, Dr. Sarve Pali, S-A-R-V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, Masonic Home, 463008. Dear Dr. Sarve Pali, a follow-up for Mrs. Large, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, small kidney, last visit in April. Comes in person, accompanied with husband. Denies hospital admission. Recent bronchitis, treated antibiotics, nebulizers. Denied required hospital admission or oxygen. It was not coronavirus. Denies vomiting, denies nausea, vomiting, isolated dysphagia, not severe. No abdominal discomfort, diarrhea or bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Stable edema on compressing stockings. No ulcers or severe claudication. Denies discolor of the toes, no chest pain palpitations, no syncope, no falling episode, uses a cane and a walker, some anxiety, orthopnea PND. Medication list review. On losartan, metoprolol, Demadex aldactone, anticoagulated with Xarelto. Next paragraph, today blood pressure, 113.74, pure ulcer on basis, no severe respiratory distress, weight 145, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no pericardial rap or severe murmurs, no abdominal distension, tenderness or masses, no gross ascites, about 2-3 plus edema below the knees. Normal speech, next paragraph, chemistry, July, anemia 12.7 with a normal white blood cell platelets, normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 131, creatinine at 1.6, which appears slowly progressive. GFR 31 is stage 3B with abnormal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. She has bilateral small kidneys, 8.8 right, 8.3 left without obstruction. A prior echo from 2019, normal ejection fraction. At that time, mild diastolic dysfunction. Mitral valve calcified. As well as aorta, but no severe stenosis or regurgitation. There is, however, moderate pulmonary hypertension, enlargement of right and left atria, and tricuspid regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B to 4, progressive over time, no indication for dialysis, as there is no symptoms of urine encephalopathy, pericarditis, and Valium appears stable. Next number, hypertension, well controlled. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, no obstruction. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated and beta blockers. Next number, previously documented pulmonary hypertension, diastolic dysfunction, tricuspid regurgitation, as indicated above. The importance of salt fluid restriction discussed with the patient. Continue diuretics, continue aldactone. Next number, low sodium concentration in relation to CHF and renal failure. The importance of fluid restriction also discussed with the patient. Continue to monitor chemistries, come back in 3 months,